fishing trip. One beautiful day in the fall of 1893, Willie Turner and Jack Cavanis kissed their mothers goodbye and rode out of town towards a secret mountain lake to spend an entire week camping and fishing. Willie and Jack rode horseback into the foothills, and their dogs trailed along. After a long, steep climb, they topped out on a ridge overlooking a sparkling blue lake tucked into the folds of a timbered valley. They galloped off the hill and raced to see who would be the first to cut a willow pole and get his line in the water. Before they got around to setting camp, they had a heavy stringer of fish, more than enough for dinner. Their luck held for the next several days. They ate fish at every meal. In fact, they were getting tired of the steady diet, and when a deer wandered near camp, they shot it and feasted on venison steaks. That night, they were awakened by the dogs, and it was evident from the way they were barking, growling, and snarling that a wild animal was trying to reach the meat hanging in a tree. In the pale light of the new day, the boys found the carcass of the deer missing and tracks of a huge mountain lion in the soft dirt. They saddled the horses, grabbed their rifles, and turned the dogs loose. The dogs took off through the timber and in less than a minute were barking excitedly on a hot trail. The big cat, with his belly full of meat, ran a short distance and treed. He lay stretched on a high limb, hissing and taking swipes at the dogs as they bayed and leaped in the air. Willie and Jack reached the scene and fired their rifles simultaneously. The mountain lion tumbled out of the tree. He was one of the biggest cats ever killed. From the tip of his nose to the tip of his tail, he measured 10 feet, 7 inches.